This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today I am joined by not one, but two amazing singer-songwriters. Anna Tivel is here, as is Jeffrey Martin. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you again, Anna. It's been a number of years.
Yeah.
Each of them has a recent album. Anna's is brand new. It's called Heroes Waking Up. Jeffrey's is a couple of years old at this point. It's called Dogs in the Daylight. If you want information on either of them, annatyvel.com, jeffreymartinmusic.com are the two places to go. Well, let's talk a little bit about each of your individual singing voices. We have played your records over the last couple of years, and I would say that in each case, you've got voices that are compelling in and of themselves and compelling storytelling in your songs. It's sort of a hallmark of each of your work.
Thanks.
You are going to be in concert together but separate. Is that how this works tonight? It's not really
that's a good
duo.
Way to put it. Yeah.
Individual sets, or how's it going to work?
Yeah, we'll probably do that, right, tonight?
Yeah, we'll do two sets, and Jeffrey will sing a bit on some of my stuff, and I'll play a little fiddle and mandolin on some of his stuff, and we'll switch outfits at the intermission. Just kidding.
Now, you guys are both Portlanders these days, correct?
Ish, yeah.
Ish. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But originally from very different places. Anna, you're up from my neck of the woods in Washington State. Whereabouts?
Laconer.
Oh, Laconer.
Yeah.
Small little town. And Jeffrey, how about you?
Mostly Eugene and Eugene. We'll
with
say.
Texas roots prior to that, right? But not for very many years.
It didn't stick, so.
Now, have both of you been making music your whole lives, or relatively new pursuit?
Guitar and songwriting is relatively new, maybe the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, me too for songwriting. I played cello for a while.
Really?
I'm hoping to get back into that. I have an old cello I need to fix up, but I'm too cheap to do it, so.
So you guys could go out on tour as fiddle and cello
singers, songwriters,
right?
That's the plan,
right?
Finally,
it's the ultimate goal.
Hold up my end of this. Yeah.
What was it that brought each of you to Oregon?
I came for nursing school, and...
No, wait, didn't you do the same thing?
I did.
Yeah. That's right.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I did worse than you did.
We sometimes try to nurse each other. It
I
doesn't
flunked
go
out
well.
Quicker.
Anna Tivel, Jeffrey Martin are my guests today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. All right, you guys are going to each play songs that you have written separately but with help from the other. So who wants to go first, and what are you going to do for us?
Yeah, I'll play this. This is a new song. It's called Poor Man. He's an asphalt man, just like his daddy. 10-hour days of rolling tar as a double wide. Down an old dirt road outside the city, on the edge of a muddy creek in the county line. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. The car won't start and the money never comes in on time. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. I feel it moving. He got a baby on the way, but his wife still feels empty. Says it's hard to feel pretty when they're always counting dimes. He sits up nights in the kitchen in the dark when it's raining. And he can't sleep for the sound pounding in his mind. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. Car won't start and the money never comes in on time. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. I feel it moving. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad man. I'm a poor man. Sinking. I'm not a bad man. I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad man. I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad man. I'm a poor man. Sinking.
That is beautiful. It's Jeffrey Martin with help from Anna Tibble today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Tune called Poor Man. Well, Anna, at what point did you start to transition to guitar as your primary instrument?
I don't know that I ever did that. Guitar is such a holy mystery still, but I don't know. I just sort of started picking around on my roommate's guitar and kind of wrote a little bit and then thought, whoa, this is the most magical way to spend your time, and that kind of stuck. But still do a fair amount of fiddle stuff that I love.
Do you find yourself writing tunes with a fiddle in your hand or with a guitar now?
I've never been able to write songs with the fiddle. I don't know why. Maybe it's a pretty melody-based instrument, so it kind of takes the place of a voice in my head maybe. But yeah, I wish I could do that, but it just doesn't seem to happen.
Mm. One of the things that I have heard in your songs, this new record, of course, Heroes Waking Up, and also the record before and the record that you released is Anna and the Underbelly. And maybe this is, I'm looking more into this than I should because I'm a Washington kid, but there's like this grayness to it, you know, like a gray melancholy, which reflects what it's like living in the Pacific Northwest when it's not necessarily raining. That's a bit of a misnomer, but it is gray all the time.
Yeah.
When you approach songwriting, even when you're writing about something that has underlying uplifting message, there is this tangible sort of solemnness to it. Is that something that you intend when you're putting pen to paper, or is that just what naturally comes out?
I guess it just comes out that way. I find that I trust or believe a little less in the happy songs that come out like fully happy. They don't seem to stick around as long. I don't know why. So,
yeah, because I've seen you on stage, like with Shook Twins before, and obviously up-tempo is not a problem with, you know, dance music and a big smile. But on your songs, they're softer. They're quieter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man. As are you, I should say, right, in person.
I'm just quiet right now.
Well, let's hear one of yours. What do you want to do first for us?
I'm going to do one off that new record, which is gray in color. Speaking of gray, and this one's called The Lines in the Tide.
An old box of tools and a Bible, a coffee can half full of dreams, the scar of a name carved so careful in the side of an evergreen. Sweet smell of diesel and lumber, and leather gloves worn by the wind. My hero of hope and hunger, my one real man. And blue-eyed and out on the water, just watching the lines and the tide. Home safe, he's my father. Don't go closing his blue eyes. Nickel for what you've been thinking. A dollar is more than I own. A decade is too long to search for that highway back home. Town and start up a life on the edge. And then again, maybe I'll sit down and count how I'm blessed. And
blue-eyed and out on the water, just watching the lines and the tide. Bring him home safe, he's my father. Layers of time, you're brighter to me than the moonlight, wider than the night sky. And I think of you when I'm out walking, you're under my car, the steady belief buried deep in the gold of your heart. And someday I'll want for the answers, questions that I never posed. And someday I'll hold my own daughter. Blue-eyed and out on the water, just watching the lines and the tide. Bring him home safe, he's my father. Don't go closing his blue eyes.
Anna Tivel live on Jefferson Public Radio on that one, with help from Jeffrey Martin. Information on Anna at her website, Anna Tivel, T-I-V-E-L.com. You can find information on Jeffrey at his site. It's jeffreymartinmusic.com, or, as always, on a bunch of different social media sites. Anna, a number of years ago, you dropped Anna and the Underbelly and just became Anna Tivel. Why? What was the decision to get rid of the, quote, band name?
Yeah.
Was it the fact that there was no band?
Yeah. That was that's exactly it. Yeah, I just named it that. I kind of liked that name, and I thought, oh, man, this is so fun writing songs. Maybe I'll have a band. And then that proceeded to never happen. And it's weird to stand in front of people and say, I am blankety-blank, and it's just not true. So I changed it.
Well, and speaking of dropping things, Jeffrey, you just dropped your day job.
I did just
like just literally a couple of days ago. Decided
yeah,
to
a couple of days ago. Yeah,
it's and it weird. It was what?
I was teaching high school English,
like creative writing kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, more than I should have probably. I was supposed to teach other stuff too, but yeah.
How many years had you done that?
I did it for the last 2 years in Junction City, Oregon.
And that's outside of Eugene, right?
Yep. Yeah, a little north of Eugene. Yeah.
Did that job and the work you were doing with the kids you were teaching have an influence on your own songwriting?
It will. It did, for sure. I didn't have a lot of time to write songs or space in my head to write songs, but I feel like there's a whole mountain of stuff there that's going to get written about real soon. So, yeah. Yeah.
You have a new record coming at some point?
That's the rumor.
Because it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
A good friend of mine, Devin Leger, wrote about you. Pretty much everyone we know in the music industry is fed up with singer-songwriters. Hundreds and hundreds of vanity pressings and terrible songs about nothing have burned pretty much every bridge there ever was for many singer-songwriters. Jeffrey Martin is one of my last hopes and the person I'd go to first to prove the worth of the singer-songwriter genre.
Well, that was nice of him.
How about that?
Yeah.
You grew up with a dad that was big into that genre of music,
yeah, I
right?
did.
Neil Young and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
You have talked about making music for the sake of making music and how early on you had the dreams, you know, you had the sort of vision of quote unquote successful music icon or whatever. And that has changed as you have gotten older and have started to prioritize different things in life. What are you after now at this point? I mean, obviously you've set aside teaching now. So music, you seem to be answering that call of music again.
I don't know. I mean, I started teaching because it's like it was genuinely what I wanted to do. At the time.
After you gave up on nursing.
Yeah. And now I'm I'm doing music full time because it's genuinely what I want to do, and so I hope just in writing and recording it reflects that, you know, that it's just real, and I'm not after the pop icon status. I just want to put out real stuff, so whatever that looks like, I don't know.
Tell me a little bit about this partnership between the two of you. You have played together many times, and yeah. Obviously you're out on tour together, separate but together, right? Mm-hmm. Is this a durable thing that might last a while and might result in a collaborative record together?
I don't know. It is durable. It's durable as hell, but...
They were sneaking glances just then, by the way.
But who knows? I don't know. We both love... Like, writing is such a solitary thing for both of us. You know, we have friends that are collaborative writers, and they're kind of... Sometimes they want to get together and write a song, and it scares the hell out of both of us to do that, so... I think we'll stick with how it is for now, and who knows, maybe it'll be a Jeff and Anna Hits album in 20 years or something.
We've been trying to think of the perfect duo name if it ever goes that direction, right. But we haven't thought of one, so maybe that means it shouldn't happen yet.
Anna and the Underbelly.
Right.
We'll bring it back out. Has to wear crop tops.
Yeah.
Anna Tivel, Jeffrey Martin are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Jeffrey, you're up. I wonder if you might play us Coal Fire.
Yeah, be glad to. I read a story about a coal fire. Burned for 80 miles underground, under rivers and across a state line, without a flame, without a sound. It burned a building and some fence posts. When it come up from the dirt into the sky, when they interviewed the town folks, they said that hell was on the rise. Now I'm looking out a window while you are sleeping. I'm scared out of my mind, oh no. I feel that fire creeping. Everywhere I go, always burns down. Everyone I love is trying to figure me out. And everything I knew, I buried underground. Underground. I saw a picture of a picture that reminded me of myself. Like a coal fire burning underground, from up above it's hard to tell. And you said that I could stay here, open my chest for just you to see. All these acres of quiet fire that are burning down in me. Now I'm looking out a window while you are sleeping. Scared out of my mind, oh no. I feel that fire creeping. Everywhere I go, always burns down. Everyone I love is trying to figure me out. And everything I knew is on fire underground. Underground. I read a story about a coal fire. It burned for 80 miles underground. Under rivers and across a state line. Without a flame, without a sound. Without a flame, without a sound.
Please put out a duo record. That is Jeffrey Martin and Anna Tivel live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Jeffrey's tune there called Coal Fire. That comes from his album out 2014 called Dogs in the Daylight. One thing that you have talked about, Jeffrey, in some interviews is the concept of going back to songs that you had written earlier with a more mature perspective to re-record them in some cases, and certainly to revisit them and revision them in some cases. Yeah. Do you both find that to be something that you do now that you have been making music for a number of years, is going back to earlier material with a different perspective?
Well, there was just a couple on that Dogs in the Daylight album that I wanted to record again because I still play them all the time. I don't have any interest in digging up old songs that I don't play, but some of them stick around and they change over time. And you know, I wanted to get like a more authentic take of it, I guess, true to how it is now.
Was that because you know more about the story now than you did when you first wrote the song?
Well, no, I don't think it's the song has changed the story necessarily, but my playing and singing has changed or settled more. You know, a couple of those songs I recorded on my very first album ever, my first recording experience, and I'm just a different musician than I was back then, so I wanted to get those again, but.
Anna, how about you? What has your experience been like with older catalog stuff?
I don't know if I have an old enough catalog. I am not very good at playing older stuff. There's some things that stick around, and hopefully more things will stick around as I keep writing. But yeah, I haven't done that.
Hmm. Anna writes like 20 times as much as I do.
Is that true?
On
average,
true.
Yeah, it is.
I teach 20 times less too, so.
Like full-fledged songs or just ideas and scraps and tidbits?
No, she cranks them out and then forgets them.
Scribbles.
She has like four albums in between each album that never gets recorded.
It's
true.
Maybe you should pick up some of them.
I know.
Anna Tivel and Jeffrey Martin are my guests today on Jefferson Public Radio. Information on Anna at her website, it's annativel.com. Her latest release just out a couple of months back, in fact, might even officially have only been out about a month, is called Heroes Waking Up. We've had it for a couple of months. And Jeffrey's is called Dogs in the Daylight. Anna, you have some family here now in town, right?
Yeah, my sister just moved here.
You get a shout out?
Yeah, sister!
Well, I'm glad this worked out for you guys to drop by here today.
Us too.
Yeah, thanks for
having
us.
Anna, it's nice to see you again. Jeffrey, it's nice to meet you. Anna Tivel, Jeffrey Martin, my guests today on JPR. All right, Anna, you're up. You got one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
Yeah, I'm going to do a new one called Riverside Hotel. Monday morning, sidewalk man sits back to watch the show. The rebar and the wet cement, transistor radio. He takes a pull from a paper bag across the street on an old park bench. All the big machines and rolled blueprints stir something in his soul. Memory comes winding through the ruin of his mind. The hard hats and the heavy boots, all the nail guns ringing wide.
others falling all around. Oh, they built him up just to tear him down and left him half alive. Someday I'm gonna laugh about it, looking down from heaven's golden plain. But for now I found some peace down by the water, just to watch a building rise up in the rain. Each day till evening falls, the men all drive away. The echo of their hammers linger, voices slowly fade. The lights along the path come on, the scaffolding a skeleton. All the things he dreamed and then forgot, the promises he made. Someday I'm gonna laugh about it, looking down from heaven's golden plain. But for now I found some peace down by the water, just to watch a building rise up in the rain. Just to watch a building rise. He smokes a cigarette and falls asleep. And the wind, it wanders slow through empty rooms without their walls. And a silence settles over everything. From the ground it rises up, a riverside hotel. The sidewalk man, he comes to watch near every day until the ribbon cut and the curtains hung, the reservations filled and gone. And the owner tells him, move along, go linger somewhere else. Someday I'm gonna laugh about it, looking down from heaven's golden plain. But for now I found some peace down by the water, just to watch a building rise up in the rain. Just to watch a building.
That is Anna Tivel live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Jeffrey Martin is here as well. Again, more information on Anna at her website, annatyvel.com. JeffreyMartinMusic.com is the place to go to find out about him. Anna, Jeffrey, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having us.